This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
So that you understand that these are human beings. This isn't just rhetoric. But you can amplify their stories. You can get their stories out to the American people, because trust me, if the American people in their busy lives had any sense that these shenanigans were going on, they would be outraged.
There's a partisan tone to it, and I hope we can get more Republicans on this to make this work and get it through. So, again, God bless America, and mostly God bless those brave men and women that put their lives on the line for us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, it's about first responders. That was a longtime Congressman Pete King in New York, and, of course, television's John Stewart. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. You're at the helm, of course, of my show America Tonight, and right at the top we got a ton to talk about, including first responders and whether or not they're getting jobbed and not getting the money, and so many have died since 9/11. It's a very sad story, and somebody who knows all about that is a former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. These first responders and getting aid and all of that, your take on what's happened?
Right. You know, this, Kate, was on the heels with Peter King, you know, my former colleague when I served with Peter, and he's there, of course, still. And it follows the announcement earlier this month that the fund is quickly running out of money, and that's due to a lot of claims. That's the 911 Victims Fund, right? And, of course, things happened afterwards. Toxic chemicals, I mean, you name it, you know, it's went on. And so I think that what they're saying is, look, this is running out of money, and why are we waiting, you know, so quickly up to this point instead of just doing something about it? So they've awarded about, I think, $5 billion of about $7 billion of the funding limit. So there's no way, Kate, that there's going to be enough money left, and then the pending awards will be reduced by about half. And then any claims that are filed after February the 2nd will be reduced by 70%. So Congress is going to have to do something, or, you know, it's just the funds are going to run out.
Yeah, and as I said, you heard there, John Stewart, of course, and to explain that more, he's an activist for this, of course, and he was speaking with members of what you call the Feel Good Foundation. They were on the Hill speaking with lawmakers about what you just said, the compensation fund for the victims of 9/11. He's been heavily involved in this and urging that support because, like you said, it's been 17 years, a very, very long time, and with that drying up, I mean, what do you do? Cutting by up to 70% is crazy, and that would be very, very, very tough because of the $5 billion in benefits that have already been awarded out of the $7.3 billion. Very sad. I mean, just even taking me back to that day. Do you remember where you were that day? We've talked about it before.
Sure. I was in the United States Capitol in charge of security of the Capitol. The Deputy Sergeant of Arms and I were on the phone. Ironically, I had a lawyer, Fred Hay, who was coming back from a dental appointment, and he called in, and he was on the cell phone, and a girl named Sarah Salupa ran in crying and said to me, please take the call from Fred. And Fred started yelling. He said, I see a plane. I'm near the bridge of the Pentagon. I see a plane. It's coming towards the Pentagon. So we actually knew before the plane hit, ironically, through Fred. And so on the phone, the sergeant of arms, the deputy, and I said, let's evacuate the Capitol. And that's how we pulled the alarm button that day. So I recall it, you know, clearly.
Wow.
10,000 people cleared from the Capitol premises. And, you know, because the other plane was headed there, I remember in 14 minutes they said it would hit the Capitol. So very traumatic and for people.
Yeah.
all
very,
over.
Very traumatic. Yeah, no kidding. Terrible. We move to Paul Manafort, who is asking for leniency. The of course, a longtime political consultant who was once led Donald Trump's presidential campaign, was in front of a judge and was asking for, like I said, a lighter sentence as he's facing the potential of spending the rest of his life in prison in this criminal case. What do you think happens here?
Of anyone involved in this, because if you look at Cohen, who will be before the House Wednesday and then Tuesday night for the Senate privately intel committee, he's going to do a minor sentence compared to Paul Manafort, who in all practicality could have what would be deemed a death sentence, the length of it at his age. And I think that Manafort I just have got a bad feeling where he's going to end up. Yeah, I really do. I think he's going to do probably the longest sentence of all, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he is, too, as well. Of course, the other thing that's big is this summit, the summit with North Korea, the talks, and the president kind of, he didn't dampen, but he sort of stopped down a little bit expectations going to this summit. Not that he's enthusiastic for what could happen here in Vietnam. What do you think comes out of the summit with Kim Jong-un?
Well, Kate, since this began, you and I have talked, and I've been very positive from day one, just looking back at the history of 75 years of the relationships that don't exist with our country, North Korea, then looking back at what Clinton, Bush, and Obama tried to do, and now looking at Donald Trump from Summit 1 to Summit 2, I remain optimistic with it. And I think what the Trump administration is doing is very clear. When you haven't had any real form of contact over these years, and you try to put something together, one mistake, or maybe the press says that Kim Jong-un isn't denuking quick enough, et cetera, and this could blow apart. So I think that they're just dumbing it down a little bit so that expectation levels aren't so high that everybody says, oh, you see, it's falling apart, because I really don't think it's falling apart. And so I think they're being probably in a smart way cautious on this, just to keep the whole process going. Again, I'm rather amazed that they've gotten as far as they've gotten. This to me is a big step between the two countries and a great step for South Korea and the region.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that too as well. All right, Bob Ney, last thing, of course, is that we have just a minute or so left, but the Trump administration announcing new sanctions on allies of Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, because they're struggling to find ways to kind of boost the opponent, and they're not having a great success. You have Mike Pence, who went into the Colombian capital for a summit of regional leaders to try to do something.
Right. There's not a whole lot of options. I mean, most of the region is, is against Maduro, obviously. So they're trying to do what little that he has left and trying to chip away at it. So I think it's a good strategy. I don't know what else. We can't do something militarily. So I think it's probably a good strategy to continue. But if the people continue to be excited about this against the current regime, that's where really I think that the problems will come from. Maduro will be within within the country. So I think it's a good strategy. They're doing almost everything they can, and so are others in the region.
Yeah. All right, Bob, as always, appreciate you.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Yep, thank you. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to somebody who was a stand-in for Jussie Smollett on Empire, and Terrence Howard. He has a different take on what's going on with Smollett. Does he deserve compassion? Wow, it's been wild what's happened to the actor. Stay with us.
Looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt, at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
The brothers had a glove during the stage attack where they punched him a little bit. But as far as we can tell, the scratches and bruising that you saw on his face was most likely self-inflicted. But when we discovered the actual motive, quite frankly, it pissed everybody off. You know, because we have to invest valuable resources. A lot of what I want you all to really understand is when you all put things out there into the universe that's not actual facts, then it causes us to have to chase all that stuff down. Those are resources and time spent that we'll never get back.
All right, that is the Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. He just was on Good Morning America, by the way, and he said there's a lot more evidence to support the police case against Jussie Smollett for allegedly staging a hate crime attack last month. He's the actor from Empire show that I watched, frankly, and he's a talented actor. And he says there's still a lot of evidence that hasn't been presented yet and doesn't support the version he gave. And so you really understand the story if you somehow have not heard this. The Chicago police superintendent, again, who you just heard there, told the story of what he believes is a hoax because he was dissatisfied with his salary on Empire. And on January 29th, Smollett filed a claim that he was the victim of a racist and homophobic hate crime in Chicago. And then last Thursday, he turned himself into police to face a charge of filing a false police report. All of this is unfolding. Very talented boy, actor, comedian, you name it, this guy has done it. I feel fortunate to have met him in California over a year ago. Merlin Iman joins us now, and he was a stand-in on that show Empire for both Smollett and Terrence Howard. He has a much different take. Merlin, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
So So you were on that show. So first of all, tell us your impressions of him and the cast. I heard the cast is pretty close.
Yes, yes. My impression of him is basically, Jesse was a very, you know, he was a very courteous person. I had the opportunity to be a stand-in for him. And basically on the set with the cast, he communicated with everyone very well. He treated everyone equally. He didn't think he was much more talented artist than everyone that was on the set, because there you have people that were actually extras or actors that had the same amount of talent but didn't get the break that he had. So, but I mean, honestly, as a person, I really don't think Jesse Smollett is or actually the main person behind the situation. I really don't. I think it's more to it than what everyone is revealing or what the investigation thus far has shown the public. So in the media, you know, things come out a little more, I would say they promote things a little more, like basically trying to find a guilty plea of a person. But on Smollett's side, I'm totally behind Jesse Smollett, because I really don't believe that this is one person put this situation together. I really don't.
So you think there could be more people that could be involved in it, maybe egging him on or be involved in what happened with the actions, or who knows?
Yes, I really do. I think, I mean, people, they're basing it on his, he wanted more pay, or he wasn't getting paid enough. He was making about, what, 1.5 a year to appear on Empire. But I really don't think it has anything to do with his pay scale. I think it's really based on, maybe it could be the ratings, it could be, or it could be the young men that were accused of the situation that brought forth the evidence for the police, maybe identifying what happened. I think they kind of maybe have turned the story a little bit to involve Jesse Smollett in this assault that they pushed forward, because they didn't get the break that they wanted on the TV show.
Yeah, I was reading a story today about this, and you're right. You've even heard the superintendent say that they have chased down all these leads because of all the things that were being reported all over the place.
Yeah.
And he's obviously not happy about all the resources that they had to go through. But I saw a story today that I thought was so interesting. It was an opinion piece, and basically saying that Smollett is not Lex Luthor the way he's being painted, and that maybe we should consider feeling sorry for him. And here's the key thing, and you and I know this in a really crazy competitive business. I mean, this could be it for him, because whether he's talented or not, or whether there's things that we don't know around it, the way it's all coming out, he could become unemployable in the entertainment industry, right?
Yes, yes. This is, I mean, this business here, I mean, it takes one mistake to put you out the window when it comes to, like, dealing with different directors, producers. Once you build up an image that it's going to be a problem working with you in any type of way, or bringing forth false information, it could be very damaging to your career. In this business, everything must be precise. I mean, there are some actors that make mistakes, you know, through their journey of the entertainment business, but there's others that walk a straight line. And in this business, with your character, your character presence is everything. So walking a straight line is very, very important. You know, to work with a lot of different actors, the characters that they put forth, is some of these images, people take the characters like very serious. So when they see you walk down the street, sometimes they put you in that character situation. And if you don't carry yourself as a professional, sometimes, you know, it makes the situation more difficult, and people get, you know, can take the wrong side of your personality, basically.
Yeah, and Merlin, you're there in the entertainment capital. You're there in Los Angeles. What's the reaction been to this whole story? Because I guarantee it's different than, certainly in some corners, than it is in the rest of the country. What's being said out there?
Yes, well, everyone here is saying he's guilty. I mean, I don't take sides, but I really don't think the young man is guilty, but everyone here is assuming him guilty before even finding out all the evidence in the case. So, I mean, sometimes you have to hear these situations out. You have to, because a lot of times things are not, like, investigators don't tell you the whole story of what's going on, the information they found out. They're not going to give the public all the information, because they saw that could jeopardize their case. So there's a lot more to this case than a lot of us understand. And I know it goes deeper than what they are telling us in the media. It goes a lot deeper than that. And I'm sure when everyone finds everything out, Jesse Smollett is not going to be the victim in this case.
Oh, I like
that. I'm almost positive of that. Because if you meet him as a young man, he's very courteous. I mean, the way he carries himself, his character is very important to him. So he goes to church a lot. He reads the Bible. He prays on set. I mean, when he's dealing with a lot of people, he treats them equally. I mean, it's like one day we were sitting on set, and I was standing with him for one episode, and Terrence was playing the guitar. And he came over, and Terrence, he's pretty good because Terrence is also a singer. And he said, Jessica sing. And, he didn't take it to the point where, he was too good to sing in front of everyone sitting around. He took the guitar, sung at least two songs. He has a beautiful voice. But the person you see on the show, just the way he acts on the show, is his personality. He's a very kind person. He thinks of others prior to even thinking of himself.
Yeah. If you were representing him, what would you do now? Would you say kind of he has to stay low until all this plays out?
Well, I mean, I would stay low on the interviews, basically. I wouldn't, just reveal too much information about, his case to others because, I mean, sometimes you can take a case and you can talk about it, and some of the information, people can misconstrue it. It can get confusing, and people take one side, and they say maybe he's guilty, maybe he's not guilty. But the way things are looking, I understand the evidence that they, presented about the young man being in the store and purchasing these different things and items that was significant towards the case. But, I mean, if you really weigh the situation, if you had your character on the show, you're a very important character. You have a very important role on the show. There's other people that would like to fill your shoes, take your place in these situations. So anyone can serve up a plot just to damage you on the show and to make it seem like you're the wrong person. So they don't really, honestly, I mean, even if you really look into the story, was the young guys were leaving to go to Africa, go to Nigeria, like months before this even happened. They had plans of doing this about 2 months prior to the situation even happening. So now that what the media is revealing to you is that they made $3,000 and they fled the country just to get away from wait till the situation died over, and then they came back. But this trip was planned 2 months prior to the situation even happening. And they said the text messages came in a few days prior to them even, for them even staging this attack. So how could they plan a trip 2 months prior to an attack that they put together like three days prior to him even coming back to California? So this is what's not making sense to me.
Yeah, I'm glad that you told us that. You're right. As you flush that out, pay attention to some of the details. We'll see where it ends up. Merlin, next time we have you on, I'm going to have you do some impressions. We'll talk more about your career. But thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Kate. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. All right, so Jesse Smollett, what's going to happen here? You heard what Merlin had to say. There's another side to all of this. And innocent until proven guilty, we shall see. Hang with us, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people.
That's Donald Trump Jr., President Trump's oldest son, on Fox and Friends, reacting to the upcoming meeting between the president and the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Now, this is the second time the two will be sitting down and talking during a summit about nukes.
He's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on, so much stuff. I mean, I'm so sick of watching the experts who've been dealing with North Korea for 60 years. I go, wait a minute, in 60 years, you guys never even got a meeting. You never even got in the room with the boss. He's done that in under 2 years.
To Chicago now, where singer R. Kelly finally posting bail and released from jail. The singer charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse and was being held on a $1 million bond. On Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points, the Nasdaq up 26, and the S&P 500 up 3. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I will clean up my toilet. I will brush my teeth twice a day and wash my hands after going to the bathroom and before eating. I won't taste dogs, even friendly ones. I will avoid being bitten by keeping my fingers and face away from their mouths. I will drink milk and water and limit soda and fruit drinks. I will apply sunscreen before I go outdoors. I will try to stay in the shade whenever possible and wear a hat and sunglasses. I will try to find the...
Hi, friends. Welcome to Odds and Ends here on the show. Boy, last night was the Oscars, and it was the Oscars without a host. So there was a lot of speculation as, would this be just kind of a rudderless affair? Would it not be very fun? What would happen? And Queen opened up the show. So the 91st Academy Awards opened up with the rock band Queen. And, of course, that kind of brought the house down a little bit. I thought it was pretty good. And I don't think I'd be challenged on that. It was, you know, normally there'd be something clever or funny and it would either bomb or work. It'd be a comedian who would be hosting it. But instead, poof, they just open with Queen. And then you'd go from different presenters, et cetera, and ended up the show with Julia Roberts basically saying goodnight to her kids and Bradley Cooper's mom. And poof, that was it. And that was the end of the Academy Awards. And it made me wonder, wow, are they going to be without a host from now on? Because it went okay. I think there were elements that weren't as fun or funny. It wasn't as much of a show, almost like a variety show. It certainly was shorter. There's no doubt about that. And there were some interesting moments from the winners. They had 90 seconds. They kept talking about they're going to be timed 90 seconds to do their speech, and they better run up to the stage. And that was it. And the very talented Rami Malek won for his part in Queen. And he, of course, portrayed Freddie Mercury, and he did it to a T. He was absolutely brilliant. You know, we do our cheap movie reviews every single week here, and a lot of people reached out to me about Bohemian Rhapsody. That was the name of the movie, and he was tremendous. So he won Best Actor, and here's a little snippet of what he had to say in his acceptance speech.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, guys, for being, for allowing me to be the tiniest part of your phenomenal, extraordinary legacy. I am forever in your debt.
All right, so he's right. He's forever in their debt because, first of all, to play that role would be crazy, wild, and heavy. And he did, like I said, a very brilliant job of doing it. And he was always gracious about thanking them throughout the whole awards season. So good on him. He's young and talented, and I'm sure we'll see him in many, many, many other things. If you're a fan of the movies, you will definitely see him. And on the tube. Too, as well. And then there was Olivia Colman. It was kind of a surprise because a lot of people thought that Glenn Close was going to win. She was a heavy favorite, or Lady Gaga, or Melissa McCarthy was up there, too. Olivia Colman certainly was thought of as a possibility. She played Queen Anne in the movie The Favorite, which was kind of a dark comedy, if you will. And I think she was absolutely stunned that she won Best Actress. And here's what she said, a little tiny snippet of what she said during her acceptance speech.
My mom and my dad, well, you know, and my kids are at home and watching. Look, well, if you're not, then well, kind of, well done. But I sort of hope you are. This is not going to happen again.
Yeah, so she had a hard time choking out what she was going to say, thanking people, etc. And Mahershala Ali, who I think is unbelievably talented, won for Best Supporting Actor in his role in Green Book. And here's a little bit of what he said.
I want to dedicate this to my grandmother, who has been in my ear my entire life, telling me that if at first I don't succeed, try again, that I could do anything I put my mind to. Always pushing me to think positively, and I know that I would not be here without her, that she has got me over the hump every step of the way.
Yep, every step of the way, and I love that. And classy guy, you can tell, well-liked by other actors, you know, etc. And then Black Klansman, which that movie I thought was tremendous. Spike Lee was the director, and I think he thought, and a lot of people thought, that movie had a great chance to win more awards. Of course, he did win an award and was very excited. He won his first ever Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay for Black Klansman. It was based on Ron Stallworth's 2014 novel of that name. I read that story. And he had an interesting speech, and when he was so excited, he jumped on the stage and jumped into the arms of Samuel L. Jackson. They do a lot of commercials and are buddies, and you've seen, during the Super Bowl, they had a pretty interesting commercial. And anyway, I think some people thought maybe that movie could have won some more awards, and with Green Book and Green Book being announced as winner of the Best Picture at the Oscars, that was a big moment for them. So, and Green Book, by the way, is also a true story of pianist Dr. Don Shirley, and that's who Mahershala Ali played, and then his white driver, again, true story. And as they go on this journey on a concert tour through the deep South, and there was some controversy about that through the awards circuit, you know, as that kind of unfolded, because there were relatives who were disappointed and how parts of the life were portrayed, his life were portrayed on film, etc. And I guess because it kind of depicted that he was estranged from his family and disconnected from the black community, and they say that was false. But, you know, bottom line is, big awards for some people who were very, very talented. There's always controversy connected with the Oscars in some way. That's not a shocker. And when we talk about movies, as we do here on this show, because America Tonight is about the crossroads of everything that we're talking about. I say this all the time. I feel like I'm the voice of reason. And whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, I talk about what's awful at the box office, in my opinion, and what really, really works. And so there were some interesting films, and there were some interesting choices, ultimately, that were made in this case. Let's put it that way. All right, in the meantime, this segment is called Odds and Ends, and so there are some stories that might have gone under the wire that you did not notice. One of them that came to my attention was this, and maybe it's because as a kid I would beg my mother to let me eat Lucky Charms. She never wanted us to eat cereal that was loaded with sugar. But I was reading a story today about this Virginia brewery that says they've got this beer. Now, what's beer have to do with Lucky Charms? They say it's magically ridiculous, and they have a limited edition beer with marshmallows, etc. And think Lucky Charms, and you get the, you get it, Lucky Charms beer. So it's kind of a new beer that's a twist on that cereal. I just, ooh, I can't imagine it. You know, it's a play on Lucky Charms, what they're calling it. That's why the slogan is magically ridiculous. And they've got these cans of beer limited to restaurants and bars and specialty shops. But, I mean, just for the sake of trying it, what could that possibly taste like? Of everything that they can do to food and beers, etc. I mean, it must still taste like a beer, I would assume. And I don't know. It is limited. That makes sense. They're certainly not marketing to children, and they had to be very careful about that. They're going for the nostalgia in people like me or whoever else in the days when we were watching cartoons. And we actually played games. We weren't on our phones all day long. But what could that beer possibly taste like? A little more marshmallowy, a little more sugary? I don't know. I'm almost tempted to get a can of this stuff so I could be able to tell you what it actually tastes like. And I'm thinking it could go either way. It could be really appalling or really phenomenal. And speaking of watching cartoons on Saturday morning, one of the shows that my brother and I watched as a kid was The Monsters. Did you watch The Monsters? And I just learned that one of the main actresses in it, Beverly Owen, who was the original Marilyn on that show, just died at the age of 81. And that show, I thought, was so clever. And she was in the show for 13 episodes playing Marilyn Monster. And it seemed like that show went on and on and on forever. But because back in the day when they did those shows, how many repeats did they have? And they certainly had a lot of repeats on that show. But she was good. I remember her in that part. And she left the show, I didn't know this, to marry a writer and producer on the show. And then, so of course, she was replaced after that. So it dead at the age of 81. And she died of ovarian cancer, they say. And she leaves behind two daughters, but had a little bit of a short time, but a successful run in the tricky world of show business. Let's put it that way. All right, we're diving out, and we come back on the flip side. We're going to your thoughts as I dive into the mailbag. Stay with us.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet. So, the mailbag, I like to say this, that of all the shows I've been on, and trust me, I did big shows in Dallas, Texas, and in New York, and the purpose of telling you that is I was on in some big markets where, you know, we would certainly blow it up and have lots of conversations about all kinds of things, whether it was in the world of sports or wide open conversation, but never did I get the thoughtful emails that I get from the crew listening across the nation. So I thank you for that because you're such a thoughtful crowd. So let's go to the first one. This one is from Evelyn, and Evelyn says, "Hey, Kate, I got to tell you, you know, in watching what's happening with Donald Trump, and I'm sort of come see, come saw on him because I feel like he is the president. Geez, people don't, not enough people support him. And sometimes is there anger that isn't warranted, et cetera. I mean, we could go round and round that maypole, if you know what I mean. But I do believe he should get some credit for trying to make the best of this situation with North Korea and actually meeting with Kim Jong-un. Who knows if the summit will produce anything. But I'll tell you, you got to give him credit for making the try and getting further than anyone else, don't you think? Well, yeah, I absolutely think that. Will anything come out of this meeting in Vietnam? You know, the president is placing a lot of emphasis on the chemistry he has with him, but does that count for enough in the end to really push a hard, hard boulder? And that's what it is. It's very, very tough, I think, to move the needle here. But, you know, maybe. Who says that something big can't come out of the meeting in Vietnam? I mean, it certainly is a breakthrough. It is. You have to say that, because who hasn't gone there before that tried to go there before? Lots of other presidents. And what kind of concrete achievements come from this summit? That's the question mark. Is there going to be complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula? That would be incredible. No, I don't think so. But maybe it's a step in that direction. I mean, it's going to be a pretty interesting couple of days in Vietnam, and we certainly shall see what happens there. I mean, the expectations are high. But what comes out of it, you know, what comes out of this meeting between the two of them, you know, here's the thing. Is North Korea not as much of a threat? Maybe not. But will it be denuclearized? That is interesting. And, you know, we got the troops stationed, of course, in South Korea. So you think about the total, over 28,000, because they're trying to deter Pyongyang from any kind of aggression towards Seoul. So there's always been high anxiety there since the 50s when that all happened. It would be something to see some of that be dismantled, but cautiously, let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Brian, and Brian says, "Hi, Kate Delaney and the listeners of America. Tonight I tried to get a hold of the show last week, but your phone lines were jammed, so I decided to go and hit you up through the miracle, as you say, of Al Gore's internet." Somebody stole that line. I saw that on some sitcom. I mean, lots of people make jokes about that, but I saw it on some sitcom the other day. All right, so he goes on to say, "I heard you talking about the pileups and the blizzards and how brutal it was, and people when they can't see and driving in some of these conditions. And in Wisconsin, they had a horrible, horrible one. Katie, I don't know if you were aware of that one on I-41, and somebody was actually killed. You had about 100 cars or trucks or whatever that were in the middle of that. It was some nasty, nasty business, that's for sure. I think part of the problem there was the wind gust." Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The wind gusts where you're talking about, they were saying 60 miles an hour, and I am aware of it. Because there's been, like, in the last week and a half, there's been, like, three brutal pileups. And this was another one, because you have whiteout conditions, you have ice-covered roads, and you get these multiple crashes. And the one, specifically one, and it's the one you're mentioning, in Wisconsin, you had one person that was killed, and it was 41 where that happened, and the whiteout conditions, the people couldn't see in front of them, and that's what caused that. So where, you know, people were taken to hospitals all over the place, and Green Bay and Appleton, etc. And I saw a little snippet. Somebody had, there was one of those cameras, you know, one of those mounted cameras they have, and boy, there's no way. You weren't seeing anything. I mean, it was nasty. So the cars and the semis, you got to think about that. You got a car and then you got some semis. Who's winning that battle? Right? So they, of course, had to close the road, and they had just numerous people that had to be removed. Very, very sad to see that. And I guess when you venture out, and especially when you're used to it and you're from that part of the country, you're not thinking, it's one thing be cautious and drive slower and still be able to see. It's another thing to all of a sudden get a whiteout. And I think that when people are critical of that, I think that's what happens some of the time, that that's not what the condition is, and then it turns that way. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Tom Terrific. That's his nickname for himself. Hey, Katie, I've been listening to the show. Sometimes I'm on the third shift, sometimes I'm earlier, but I listen however I can. You've talked about it before, but I would tell everybody go to TuneIn Radio. They can always check out the show afterwards if they couldn't catch you when you were on live. And I know you keep up with Elon Musk. There is such a fascination with this guy, and I get it because I had that same fascination. But did you see that a federal judge is considering holding the Tesla God in contempt of court? Whoa, what gives? Yeah, the SEC is asking that judge to consider doing that because they're saying he violated his settlement agreement and because he did a tweet. See, tweeting is just, it just crushes people. I think there's like this, people think they have a armor on or something when they tweet. So they filed, the SEC filed a claim against him for not complying with the agreement, and that's what that was about. He wrote a tweet on the 19th where he said, Tesla made zero cars in 2011, but will make around half a million in 2019. So the SEC accusing him of securities fraud in this civil lawsuit that charged him with lying or recklessly misleading when he tweeted that he had funding secured to take the electric car company private. So now they're saying this tweet, he wasn't supposed to do that. It hasn't been discussed, confirmed, deal terms, price, and funding, you know, any of that. So tweets have gotten him into some, you know, gotten him into some hot water. He didn't get pre-approval prior to publishing the tweet, which was inaccurate, they say, and went out to 24 million people. He is not allowed to do that, considering taking it private. Ooh, where does it end up? I mean, listen, he definitely has a target on his back, that's for sure. I think he's very much aware of that, however. All right, let's move to Michael. And here's what Michael has to say. Michael says, hey, Kate, I know that you've been traveling a lot lately, and I was wondering what is your favorite airport, because sometimes I've heard you from airports. What is your favorite airport in the U.S.? Well, thank you for that question. Favorite airport in the U.S., ones that I get through easily, I don't have a hassle with, I have time to breathe, I'm not running for a gate. I can tell you my least favorite is Miami. Every time I'm in Miami, there's just so many people, and I don't know if it's the timing of flights, and it's international, a lot of international, it's a certain size. Yeah, I guess favorite airport, I don't know that I have a favorite one. DFW, pretty easy because they have a lot of different terminals, and it's a big airport. Our fourth biggest, I think, in the country. Interesting. You can always send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. That's how you can get a hold of me. Thanks for listening to us.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.